KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly clear sky, and at 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high around 91 and winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Additional details have been released with regard to a near head-on collision that took place on Highway 71 Friday morning, just south of Galveston Road, which is northeast of Atlantic. The crash took place at around 10:37 a.m. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood describes what happened.
When I arrived, I talked to one of the drivers, Morgan Geyer. He said he went to pass a vehicle. He was in the no passing zone. He could not get back over when a white pickup truck crested the hill. Morgan stated that he went to the left, the west shoulder, to miss the truck. The truck slammed on its brake and the vehicle following it couldn't get slowed down in time. Also, they hit their brakes and went to the west shoulder, and both vehicles collided on the west shoulder and then ended up in the ditch.
The driver of the cargo van was identified as Michael Jones from Nebraska. Both drivers were transported by private vehicle to Cass Health to be checked for injuries. Lieutenant Wood said they suffered minor bumps and bruises, a majority of which apparently came from the use of their seatbelts. And he said Geyer was cited for passing in a no-passing zone. Cass EMS and Atlantic Fire and Rescue had responded to that scene. Omaha police responded to reports of a shooting early this morning in Carter Lake. KETV in Omaha reports authorities received a call around 3:10 a.m. When officers pulled up to a pavilion at Carter Lake, they found a man in the parking lot lying down on the ground. Police said no one else was around when they arrived. They performed CPR and transported the man to Nebraska Medicine in extremely critical condition. Authorities are working to get information on the anonymous 911 call that came in. Police say they do not know where the call was made and they have no witnesses or suspects. Now, KETV crews report also hearing multiple gunshots fired east of the lake. Police say they're investigating those shots, but it's not clear if they are related to the shooting at the pavilion. Iowa 3rd District Representative Cindy Axne announced yesterday that she will host a Connect with Your Congresswoman town hall in Guthrie County this coming week. The town hall will be held at the Casey Creamery at 103 East Logan Street in Casey at around 1:30 p.m. on Friday, July the 9th. Representative Axne will provide attendees with an update on her legislative work in Congress and hear concerns directly from her constituents. Thousands are expected to hit the roadways to celebrate summer and our country's independence this weekend. Iowa State Patrol spokesman Sergeant Alex Dingle expects the predictions to be accurate.
The weather shows that it's not going to be too hot, not too cold, and probably not a lot of rain. So I think that we're going to have a lot of people that are traveling out to do recreational activities, as well as probably traveling.
Trooper Dingle said one thing about the roadways hasn't changed.
We continue here in Iowa to have a major problem with people speeding on our roadways. That's something that we've been pushing for months now. Probably actually the last year and a half, we've been pushing those incredible speeds that we've been seeing. Can't stress enough for people to slow down.
Nicholas says they don't want to keep anyone from celebrating the holiday, but they do want to make sure that you and everyone else is safe on the highway.
If you choose to go out and have some fun with some friends or some family this weekend, if you've had anything to drink or anything like that, be responsible and find that designated driver. And just please don't drive impaired. We want you to get home safe.
And he says the troopers will be looking for signs of impaired driving.
As we look at the last 2 years, we have had 5 fatalities on the holiday weekend. Last year, 4 of those were alcohol-related.
Trooper Dinklo said that wearing your seatbelt is important to keep you and your family safe if something were to happen on the roadways. A reminder that Xyra is celebrating their 4th of July this weekend. It takes place through Monday, actually, when Monday is the big parade that they have over there in Xyra. From, right now, there's the annual 40th annual fun run, 5K and 10K, taking place at the Xyra City Park. There's also a pancake and sausage feed underway until 10 a.m. at the old fire station. At 9 o'clock, there will be a co-ed softball tournament. Later this afternoon, they'll have Ozark Amusements and food vendors. This evening at 7 o'clock, it's the Grand River Rodeo at Kickapoo Park in Xyra. From 8 until midnight, there will be a street dance and a $10 cover house, and a covered charge, that is, and that's at TJ's Poorhouse. Also, on Sunday, at the Xyra 4th of July celebrations, they'll have an ecumenical church service at the Xyra City Park beginning at 10:30. And lots of other activities continue through Monday with the big parade. And reminder on Monday, and that parade gets underway at 10:30. You can read more about the activities in Exira, also in Fontenelle, on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. Well, the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down the EPA rule granting year-round use of E15. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw says this ruling, if it stands up, is devastating for the entire ethanol industry.
If this is left unchecked, this will be really bad. I mean, not only would we lose sales currently, but I mean, E15 is the growth fuel for us in the near term as we look to transition to even higher blends. So today's news out of the D.C. Circuit Court was particularly painful.
He says it's ironic the E15 court decision came 1 week after the ethanol industry lost at the U.S. Supreme Court over the small refinery waiver issue.
So the legal reasoning on these two decisions is diametrically opposed to each other, and we come out on the losing side of both.
And he says that they're considering their next step.
We'll look at every single available option out there. This is a huge impact in the future, potentially. There will be legal options of appeals and stays and things of that nature. We will look to see if there's any other regulatory options or things the EPA can do. You could also look at legislative options. Congress could come in and clarify this and fix it.
And Shaw says there is no scientific or environmentally sound reason to erect arbitrary barriers to the sale of E15 in the summer months. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.